I'm Jean Henningsen, and here's the thing. Why are so many of us obsessed with doing? The other day, I saw a bumper sticker that said, "Look busy, Jesus is coming." I laughed out loud, but then I thought about what this was actually saying. Being busy is good, but is it? Now, I will be the first to admit that I am a compulsive doer. I get a lot of satisfaction out of checking things off my to-do list. There's scientific evidence. We even get extra endorphins when we do this. So think about it. Every time you check, you're being rewarded, right? But let me ask you this. Does being busy automatically mean that we are truly making a difference? Does it guarantee that we are focusing on what truly matters? The truth is, busyness can be deceptive. It can create this illusion of productivity while masking a lack of purpose and direction. It's like running on that hamster wheel, right? Endlessly going around and around, but going nowhere. And when we confuse busyness with importance, we risk falling into a cycle of inefficiency and ultimately burnout. We're constantly reacting instead of proactively shaping our lives and careers. Feeling important and doing things that are important, on the other hand, means consciously prioritizing our time and energy on activities that align with our goals and our values. It means understanding the difference between urgency and importance and making deliberate choices based on that distinction. So let's pause and reflect on whether the tasks that we're occupying ourselves with are truly essential, or are they just keeping us busy for the sake of it? By doing so, we can regain control over our time, our productivity, and ultimately our lives. Now, doesn't that sound nice? So let's value effectiveness over busyness. Let's seek quality over quantity, and let's create space for what truly matters and makes a real impact. Because in the end, my friends, it's not about how busy we appear. I'm sure Jesus would agree. It's about how purposeful and significant our actions are. Be here now.